This is the Young Investor for the New Investor podcast, and the week has started on a good foot with further gains on my portfolio, elevating its value by 1.1% at market close to $59,874, mainly driven by Apple being my highest investment, 70% of my portfolio, which took another 1.45% in value, and the Bank of America stock, which recovered more than 6% from its previous dip of last week. Now, I remember when I had no cash on hand to purchase more of it and complained about it to you only last week. However, the opportunity may not have been great enough to prompt me to sell any of my other stocks to buy more of it. Not worth such a move at the moment. However, if I had some cash on hand, I would have definitely bought more to decrease my overall average. Now, this means that by increasing your position on a stock, should you happen to buy it cheaper than the price you originally purchased it for, the overall average price of your lot will therefore decrease, giving further room to increase in value over time. Now, I am on my way to fix that flaw in my strategy already, and I promised myself and I promised you to be cash ready in the future to avoid being a sitting duck and miss opportunities again. Your investment strategy or moves should never be driven by emotions, but rather by maintaining a good discipline and by doing your homework. Do not approach the stock market or your investment as gambling, as it will be the quickest way to lose. Do not approach this to make a quick buck. If this is your aim, please do not go any further. Do not take that journey, as it will lead you to the utmost dismay and probably total failure. Now, I am prepared to lose all my yearly gains in a single day, and it will not affect my emotions. For sure that my profile probably has a higher tolerance to risk, but the principle is the same. If you are mentally prepared about the possibility to lose those gains in a single day and take the opportunity that such an event brings, then you are an investor. Like a hawk flying above, focusing on its prey while awaiting the right moment to strike, the hawk will strike when its prey is at its most vulnerable position. Same with your stock. Await for them to be at their most discounted state and go out there with the cash you would have built as of today and buy them all. The question everyone asks, how will I know when the stock price of a company is undervalued or overvalued, or when it is actually a good time to buy? This is where the homework you would have done will kick in. Please do rest assured that the greatest investors of all times have tremendous amount of resources, both financial and human capital, to do that type of research for them. You will not do a better job on your own across multiple companies, across multiple industries or sectors, unless you have an ability that the majority of human beings do not have, and I am talking to the majority of us. So my portfolio, for example, is composed of only 4 companies in sectors I am highly interested in or have a hobby knowing more about, or their trends, or what makes them successful, or what would make them successful in the future. Start by reading their 10K. Now, the 10K is the company's annual report that gives you a comprehensive summary of a company's financial performance. That will be a good first step to take. There will be multiple terms in there that you will not understand immediately, but be curious, research them, and try and apply them to your overall understanding of that report. Read the report, read the full report. It may be a long read, but it is your first step to financial literacy, so take it seriously. There are enough resources online that are free, I must say, free, telling you all what you need to know. Why not taking a course online as well? You're smarter than you think. You should also listen to the company's quarterly earnings call to educate yourself further. The quarterly earnings call is a conference call between the management of a public company, analysts, investors, and the media to discuss the company's financial results during a given reported period. That was a clear definition, right? Well, it was as simple as typing it on Google. So no excuses to educate yourself, as it is that easy in 2019. When I was 20, I had to dig into books at the library for weeks to get information. Take advantage of your world right now. The quarterly earnings call can be accessed via the company's website under the Investor Relations section. How about you pick a listed company today to study, research, get to know for a full week? How about you allocate 2 hours a day to that exercise? I hope you have found value in that episode, and please follow me on Twitter at The New Investor Pod, or like my Facebook page at The New Investor Pod, or follow me on Instagram at The New Investor Podcast. I wish you all a fantastic day ahead and plenty of new knowledge coming your way.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.